Kim Kwang-jin has been described as the first English proficient defector ever to escape North Korea. He is a visiting fellow with the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea based in Washington. The 43-year-old Kim was a banker with the Northeast Asia Bank and Korea National Insurance Corporation. He had a rare view of huge financial transactions and accounts worth millions of dollars. But Kim sought freedom and was able to take his family from Singapore in 2003 to Seoul, South Korea. He says while he was able to know what life outside of North Korea was like, most residents there have little idea of just how hard their lives are.
Some of them, they know that their life is more miserable than in the past, but the majority of the people, they do not have very clear picture of the outside.
Kim says North Koreans are almost entirely sequestered from the rest of the world while being oppressed and famished. But he says ordinary citizens there remain hungry for freedom, and they are increasingly heading for China by bribing border guards.
If they're caught, they should risk, you know, the execution. But the food situation, the rationing there is so difficult that even those, you know, border guards, they receive the bribe, so, you know, they guide them to cross the border. So nowadays, you know, it is pretty easy for them to cross it.
Kang Cho-hwan had a much different path out of North Korea. Speaking through an interpreter, Kang said he and his family were thrown into a prison camp in 1977 when he was 10 years old.
저는 이제 북한에서 그 저희 부모님이 이제
I was in North Korea and my parents became political criminals. The whole family went to a sort of North Korean kind of gulag, which is called Yodok. It's a prison camp in North Korea. And then he was in that prison camp, Yodok prison camp, for 10 years. But he got freed and he listened to foreign broadcasting and that driven him to get out of North Korea.
Kang says in North Korea, the regime aims to punish three generations of political prisoners to eradicate the seed of revolt. And he says the camps are meant to break their spirits and give up hope of being treated as human beings. Kang witnessed many atrocities, including malnutrition and executions. His family was released after 10 years. Kang fled after it was discovered he was listening to a radio.
일단은 이제 제가 젊은 혈기에 외국 방송을 이제
I was caught listening to foreign broadcasting, and if I listened to foreign broadcasting, I could be taken back to the political camp, which I stayed for 10 years. I didn't want to go back, and at the time, I couldn't even think of my family because I didn't want to go back to the political camp. And at the time, I was young.
In part two of this report, we follow Kang to his new life outside of North Korea and hear about the long, difficult journey defectors must make as they build a new life. Jim Stevenson, VOA News, Washington.